A discussion on a more energy-efficient agriculture starts today on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
Sleep deprivation. It doesn't sound serious, but it is. Inadequate quality sleep can lead to faulty decision-making, slower reaction times, fatigue, confusion, and decreased productivity. It raises the risk factor for all you do on the farm. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. Many American farms are not just energy users, but energy producers as well. Before Tom Richard retired from Penn State University, he was a professor of ag and biological engineering.
American agriculture uses about 2% of the total energy consumption in the United States. Doesn't sound like a whole lot, but agriculture is spending a lot of money on that energy. And many farmers have learned that they can produce energy on their farm or produce energy crops on their farm. And that's been a really important part of corn and soybean production for decades now. But there are also other crops that can be used. In the last decade, we've seen a pretty impressive expansion in the use of livestock manure for biogas and now renewable natural gas production.
That's the energy production side of farming. It might surprise you to learn what the biggest energy cost is for farmers, says Richard.
When we look at the various crops that we grow in the U.S., it turns out that the energy that's embedded in fertilizer, that's used to produce that fertilizer off the farm, is actually the single biggest component of the energy required to produce that crop. It's greater than the fuel in almost all cases.
Richard returns tomorrow. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.